Hey, let's do an introduction. You're Justin Bowden, aka Huckleberry.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing
I
real
guess I already
well.
asked that, didn't I? You're fucking
Yeah.
busy as shit.
Oh, yeah, man. It's been fucking crazy, man. I mean, it's all good crazy.
Yeah.
It's just, I've been planning this thing for like a year and a half now. And now that we're at like the 6 week mark, everything's going through. So I got all my show materials in, got all the banners and stickers and shirts and all the crazy stuff going on. And then trying to keep in touch with all the artists that are coming in. It was just like a big burst at the end, so it's like, all right, cool. Now it's like here, so I'm fucking going 1,000 miles a minute.
What's the biggest hurdle that you've had to face so far?
Honestly, I mean, it actually hasn't been too crazy. The biggest hurdle is just making sure we get the materials in, because like right outside the DC area, man, the rentals for like pipe and drape and stuff are crazy.
Let's
Ah,
tell them
man.
about your event.
Yeah, no, we've got the Cruel Summer Tattoo Festival going on here in Southern Maryland, August 1st through 3rd. We got all our information online. You can go to cruelsummertattoofestival.com, or we have our social media outlets. We've got the Facebook page as well as the Instagram. So that's where we're putting out a lot of our like our updates. Like we just did our first intro video, and starting this week, we're going to start doing little spotlights for all the artists that are attending and the vendors, try and generate some buzz for each individual prior to.
Right.
So there's a lot of information that's going to be coming out, but the videos and stuff will be on the social media. The website has the links to them, I believe. Like I said, I'm not used to doing any of this stuff, so now I'm kind of like in the spotlight. It's a little nerve-wracking at times.
What do you do? I mean, you don't know what to do with your hands. What do you what did you land on?
Oh yeah, no, I landed it looking like a weirdo on
Okay, right
camera.
on. Any
Yeah, so.
morning TV shows or anything like that yet?
Not yet. I know we're looking at, prior to the event, like day of, having trying to get some of the local news crews out to the venue to really
Yeah.
show it off. And then like some morning show interview prior to a local radio station. But it's interesting because like where we're at, we're about 35 minutes south of DC. And it's crazy because we're so close to the city, but everything that's south of us, like a lot of people don't go up that far. So this is going to be like
Okay.
the first true like tattoo lifestyle event that's happened in this area, and there's an entire demographic that's never had the opportunity to see something like this.
Well, they just don't have the balls to go into that traffic.
No, they're
Okay.
far enough out to where they're like, I ain't messing with that. But
Yeah,
we're just outside of the Beltway, so we get reached for a whole different demographic. So I'm really excited to show what we do for a living to an entire group of people that have never really had the opportunity to see it live.
is that the thing you're most excited about, right? And what is your biggest excitement
Oh,
as
I
you
mean,
do this?
honestly, that's it right there. And like, I
Yeah.
love being on the road. I mean, I've been on the road since 2007. So I mean, doing all
Jesus.
these shows. Yeah, it's been a minute. Showing my age a tiny
I
bit.
see you like every fucking show I go to, and
Oh yeah.
I used to do a lot until I can't anymore. I almost I don't know, there's just so much going on at home. You can't tie up your loose ends, you know. You got a house that's sitting there like not being used.
Oh yeah, no. Paying bills for a place you barely see is aggravating at times.
Yeah,
But
especially
I
when
know
you
me
look at the hotel
personally.
stuff.
Oh yeah. Me personally, I've slowed down a lot since COVID. Once everything shut everything down, I probably only do maybe 6 to 8 shows a year now instead of like the 24 it used to be.
Yeah, and decided to pick up your own hectic pace by putting on your own.
Yeah.
You're like,
Which
this
I
will take
mean.
the place of all the insanity.
Yeah, I tell you what though, it's a great thing because I was really nervous, because it's like, some people will just immediately throw hate at you, and you see
Did you
it with
get
other.
it? Really?
No, no, honestly, I was
Okay.
surprised. Like everybody's been super supportive, I mean, I talked to like Crystal Lane or Captain Maybell, and I was just like, hey, I'm doing a thing. They were like, we're in. Tell us when. We're so happy for you, and it's,
Yeah.
so it's really cool to see all these relationships that build over the years just. Have not an issue, especially being a first year show at a place that doesn't have them. There's no track record for people to be like, oh yeah, no worries, I heard about that.
And
So
sometimes if it isn't, well, I guess I run into people all the time who have no idea what's going on at a tattoo convention. I mean, it seems like
yeah.
everybody kind of does, but nobody really. I mean, I run into them all the time. So like, what, they get them for free? And you're like,
Yeah.
no.
They're like, I've gotten the answer to the can I get tattooed there question so much. I'm like, yeah, that's
Yeah.
kind of the point. I'm like,
Yeah.
we're bringing you access to award-winning and amazing artists from all over the country,
Yeah.
and people that you've seen on TV such as yourself, and like we're highlighting some of the really good local shops. So yeah, we want you to come out, you know, get tattooed by people you don't normally get a chance to see.
What do you think plays into that? Why? Because if you go to a hot tub convention, you know you can buy a hot tub. Am I like, is it because it says tattoo? And so they're like, oh, it must be a professional thing. They just get together like, I don't know, furniture salesmen in Cedar Rapids. And I don't even know who does that as a convention. I guess churches, women's groups.
They got yarn and bead shows. I mean, who knows? There's a
But you
convention
can
for
buy yarn
everything.
and bead, right? Of
Yeah.
course. You know, I do say I seen a narcoleptic convention once, traveling. I don't know that they were selling anything. Literally, everybody had pillows. It probably turned into a furry convention by
Right.
now. They're just
Oh
like, you know
man,
what?
that's the
Two
most
birds,
expensive
one stone.
sleepover ever.
It was baffling. I mean, they must have been giving seminars or something, you know, or you walk. We didn't know what to think of it, and you don't know how much of a douchebag you're being for laughing, right? But you walk past a convention floor, and there's a bunch of tables set up. Kids got pillows, and there's just hundreds of them with their heads down taking a nap.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't know what to do. I think there was an episode of a show. I'm like, this can't be real.
Yeah, they're gonna like Punk's gonna go. Who was it? Justin, wasn't Justin Timberlake. Who was the kid? Ashton Kutcher's gonna jump out and be like, ah, we got you. Nobody gathers together to sleep. You're weird. But they do. I guess they do. I imagine they probably learned stuff and maybe they were trying sleeping techniques or something. But I mean, we're just walking by for a hot second, you know, and peering through a door. And you imagine that's what they must be doing the whole time.
Yeah, I only went to one of the Comic-Con things, but for like video games, just to check it out. And I don't even know why they rented the space. It was literally just like 100,000 people in headphones and eyesets playing video games. They literally could have done it from home and just like logged into the same thing.
You were in the army, is that what you say?
I got out of the army in October of 2006,
Okay.
and then we went to Buffalo because I was out at Fort Drum, which is like the like northernest most part of fucking New York. So we went to Buffalo so we could be back around society, and ended up getting in with Deadhead Walker out of American Skin Art, and I mean he is, I mean an amazing human being. He's actually a combat vet himself from Vietnam. He was operator back then. So he's just a little out there, but man, he is such a good-hearted guy, and he gave me every opportunity to succeed. And I wouldn't be where I'm at right now if it wasn't for him and then my buddy Pat Aubrey, who got me started on it.
You said it was Deadhead, what?
Dead Ed Walker.
Dead Ed,
Yeah,
right?
out of American Skin Art.
Fucking cool name, Dead Ed Walker.
Oh yeah, no, he's
That'd
an
be a
old
good
head,
tattoo
man.
machine too. I don't even care if it runs so good. Who's gonna have coils on it and all that?
Yeah, no, he's old school, man. He's tattooing up there since like the 80s, early 80s, late 70s, and I mean he's a fucking great human being. He
Yeah,
taught me a
I
lot
always
of
think
stuff.
of a certain when the I don't know, do I get, yeah, you know what, I suck one cock a year for the right to say faggot. So when the art fags came along, then I might as well use it, you know what I mean? I do it for freedom, so you got to do what you do. But
I
what I mean to
love it.
say is when the art fags, when the dropout graphic design artists, when the Jesse Smiths, as it were, started to come out, and I don't mean that in any kind of disrespect. I fucking love Jesse. I believe, was it him or was it Steve that had a shirt made that said Art Fag on it? I have one somewhere. I don't know if my wife let me wear it, actually. She probably hid it on me.
That's in the box
But
somewhere in the attic.
yeah, well, I don't know. What a beautiful thing. I'm not scared to be one. I'm happy to, I'll fly my art fag. Well, at any rate, art's cool. That's what I know. When I always have this imagination of a show between a vet of some sorts, grizzled tattoo artist, who then has to go across country in some kind of almost midnight run style, Robert De Niro and James Grondin, midnight run style kind of bonding, you know what I mean, where they kind of hate each other but they're kind of stuck together. The someone steals their truck, so now they're left hitchhiking of sorts. They got a tattoo, somebody's got to make a single needle in a rotary machine out of a Walkman, you know.
Yep. A little
And
bit of jailhouse wonders.
Yeah, they kind of, they bridged the gap between the generations of the tattoo artists that were more hardcore to what we see now when people don't expect tattoos to hurt.
Yeah, no, I know. I've had a few, and like, you can definitely see an evolution as we've been on the road. Because I remember, I mean, like the last hotel show at the Philly convention, and almost kind of became like a small riot, and everybody was just like, "Damn the man!" The SWAT team showed up. There was a couch in the fountain. It was awesome, it was chaos, man. It was still,
Well, you
hardcore back
fucking
then.
loved it then, huh? Well, you
Oh,
threw the
you
fucking
goddamn
couch
right.
in there.
Oh, hell no. I opened up the elevator to get away from the shit because I was like, I'm not going to jail tonight. I still got 2 more days of tattooing to do.
Right.
And,
Yep. Yeah, it
yeah,
doesn't
so I was
work
like,
out for the bottom line when you're fucking stuck in a jail cell.
oh, yeah. So like, I just never forget that the elevator opened, the mirror's busted, there's blood all over the place, and there's like 6 shock troopers in there. I was like, I'll wait for the next one.
Was that there was I mean several years ago there was a someone shot a gun in it, right? Am I wrong? In Philly.
Yeah, I believe that was it. I think
That
that
was
was the
that
Philly
weekend.
show. Yeah, but it was a little bit crazy. And I just remember, like, I was like, man, this is awesome. I remember, like, the first show I ever did was when I met 6 and 7 when they were still at Wild Child, and they had the DJ and the strippers up there.
Okay, yeah.
Oh yeah, no, that was the first show I ever did. And when I met them, I was like, this is what I want to be when I grow up, man. Like, this is the
The
shit. I'm like,
inclusionists six and
oh yeah,
seven. Man, I
I
don't know if
was.
I've had either of them on the podcast.
Oh man, like Rain Bryan, fucking amazing human beings. I love those guys. They're some of my favorite people that I ever got to like just start the journey with, and are still a part of my life. That, it's just they were there for the first Madness, and I was just, oh, I love them so much.
Good kids. We have a history of teabagging each other's equipment. I think they started it by just grabbing tea bags and putting them all over my stuff from the hotel, and they thought that was hilarious. And I don't have any tea bags,
Yeah.
so I just started taking pictures with me bagging all their stuff. And now it seems to be a reoccurring thing.
Oh yeah.
They showing up. You got what is your entertainment? You said Captain Maybell. I imagine you have.
Yeah, no, I know. They're gonna be out at Sturgis, so unfortunately they're not gonna be able to attend this year.
Captain
But
Maybell. Okay.
no, Captain and Maybell are coming. 6 and 7 are gonna be out at Sturgis.
Oh, okay. I
Yeah,
follow.
so but we've got Camille Zamboni coming in. You know her well, I'm sure. She's super talented,
I don't think I
super
do.
talented.
Is she the contortionist?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, I
She
do know
does
her
some
now.
crazy stuff with her body. I like
I've
first time I
never
saw
seen
her.
it.
You've
Doesn't she
never seen
shoot
the
like aspirin with her feet or something in a boat
act.
as
Yeah,
well?
she does like a handstand on these like little blocks and pulls a bow and arrow over her head with her legs and is accurate with that thing. She'll shoot it at audience members. It's fucking awesome.
What? That doesn't sound
Yeah,
awesome.
you've
That
never.
sounds like a
Oh
liability.
no, I mean, like it's on purpose. They're like, "Hey, hold this target," and
Right.
she's like,
With a
ultra
target
archer.
arrow or just some kind
Yeah,
of suction cup thing?
it's a big Velcro one because I'm pretty sure if we were shooting broadheads,
Okay, yeah.
the potential fallout would be horrible
It seems, yeah. I know how
there.
hard they give you a time when you want to do a fire act. So I can only imagine. I want to do a broadhead act. I want to do a broadsword act, actually. We're going to just get two kids in here and beat each other up with some fucking medieval weaponry.
Ask Brian how he got that scar above his eye when they were practicing their knife throwing.
I think I've heard the story, but I will. I will. I'll get him on it and make sure he tells again. Those cats have been through a life too, man. It's funny. I mean, I feel like, and that's one reason I have the podcast, is I could pretty much have an interesting conversation. Honestly, what could happen? Somebody could pretty much make a movie out of the life story of any number of my friends, and you know what I mean? Like, really, you got a lot of material here.
I mean, there's some, some of the stories that come out of these conventions. I mean, Jesus. I mean, like, I remember we were doing the Inked Out in New Jersey one year, and we're out there. So, yeah, me and Bob Tyrell and Gil Monty out there just tearing this. Like, I think it was like a fucking O'Houlihan's or something like chain restaurant. We were ruining that place, and I think we had like a $900 bar tab between our group by the end of the night.
Oh my
And we were
God.
like, "Yeah," and we were like, "Cool, let's go." So my wife, she was like, somehow she had talked Bob into letting her tattoo his ass. So we're headed up to the hotel room to do this madness, and then we're like, well, let's play some dice, chill. And this girl that had popped into the group somehow was like, hey, you want some shine? I was like, yeah, sure, whatever. I mean, it's moonshine.
Yeah,
So,
$900 bill at the. I'm not drunk enough yet.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is where things devolve. See,
Yeah, at
it's like
this
2
point, you're
o'clock
not
in the
feeling
morning.
it anymore.
Yeah. So I was like, yeah, sure, whatever. So I take the shot. She hands it to me in like a bottle cap. I'm like, all right, well, I'm an adult, but thanks for the mini shot glass. And I
Right.
shoot that shit back. And I'm like, that's not moonshine. And
Oh.
as my wife is taking hers, the girl goes, no, it's LSD.
Oh.
And I was like, the fuck did you just say to
Well, you
me?
shouldn't be giving out shots of LSD.
Oh yeah, no, it turned into a shit show.
You certainly
Like,
don't call it a shot, right?
yeah, oh yeah, no. I'm like, I've never even, it's like, who says that? That's the, I think I actually said, looked at her, was like, who the fuck calls it shine? You know, and I'm
Oh,
like,
she called it
who?
Shine?
Yeah, and I was like, what the
Oh,
fuck
she
is
was a
happening right
fucking
now?
into Twilight or something.
Yeah, so I was like, all right, well, we got a little bit of time before this shit gets crazy. And then we did not, in fact. It was like less than 10 minutes
Liquid
later.
hits you quick.
I looked over and I was like, oh shit, things are melting. We gotta get the fuck out of Dodge. Thank God our one friend, Shady Smith, was with us, and he managed to get the memo before he took his shot. So he was the only one that was like alive.
Right. Yeah.
So we're down trying to get a cab to get to our hotel. And like Missy's curled
Oh
up on
man,
the
his.
bench, and
I want
like
to
I
hear his
look.
story almost. Because am I wrong? But that sober motherfucker had to put up with wrangling all you LSD kittens.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. No, I mean, I feel bad for him because I hit him with a lamp.
Good reason to feel bad. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Checks
No,
out.
it was crazy. Like, I thought I killed him. So then there was like a whole like half hour where we were trying to figure out if he was alive or sleeping. Turns out he's fine. Missy's like, what do we do? And I'm like, well, there's one or two options, okay? Either I'm a dick with a lamp, or I just killed my friend in a hotel because I took too much LSD. I don't know which one it is right now, so we're gonna have to figure that shit out in the morning. Oh yeah, no,
In
it
the
was
morning.
bad.
No, that would look
Yeah.
worse in court.
Oh yeah. No, I mean,
Well,
I don't think there was any positive court date that we could possibly come out of that.
only, I mean, it's not positive. His kid's still alive. Done.
Oh yeah.
Good.
Oh yeah,
Living.
no, yeah, no, he's solid. Yeah.
If you die, if you kill a kid and then be like, well, I'm going to sleep on
Yeah,
it.
so we had to.
Now let the authorities know, see if there's something.
Yeah,
It
so
seems like it's
we had to
yours.
hijack a cab because nobody would pick us up. And I mean, granted, there's like, a girl curled up in a fetal position on a bench. I obviously look like something's wrong with me, and Shady is shit housed.
Well, let's
So,
describe you too. You're not the smallest guy.
yeah, no, I mean,
And you have facial tattoos then as well.
yeah. So, I mean, it definitely wasn't
Well,
looking. It definitely had a rapey vibe if you were looking the outside in. All right, like, I'm not gonna lie. Like,
right.
it definitely looked sketchy as fuck. So nobody would pick us up. So like, I got lucky as one cab stopped to drop people off at that hotel, and I just jumped in it. And this guy's like, oh no. And I'm like, listen, dude, either you're driving this to my hotel or I am.
Ooh.
And
And he's like, you know what? Okay.
yeah, that's basically. So then Missy starts freaking out because she thinks she's being kidnapped. So we now are in a whole completely different situation. So this guy's like, I just want these fucking people out of my cab. So he's doing 90 down the highway just to try and get us to our place. And she's like, she's trying to open the door, like, you're not fucking taking me. Oh
God.
yeah. So we pull up in front of ours, and when this guy gets out, he starts yelling. I was like, calm the fuck down, Hotch. I gotta be, just leave me alone. Let me get her out. And she's like, I'm not going anywhere. And
Oh,
I'm
is
like,
she
what?
staying in the car
Yeah,
now, in the
she's like,
cab?
I'm not getting out of here. And I was like, it is one of the greatest quotes I've ever had in my life. I just look at her, it's like, listen, if you don't get the fuck out of the Bangladesh death cart right now, shit's gonna get righteous. So she finally gets out, security acknowledges that she's actually there by her own will. And we go
Right,
up to the room
right.
and we hide until we can think straight. And then the morning comes and we realize that we're both still tripping. And she left the car keys in the cab that we have no idea who it is or what company.
God. Yeah.
Yeah, so it was 5.5 hours of me wandering around the Meadowlands all by myself, tripping balls, trying to figure out what cab company picked us up.
And you
And then,
figured this out. This does
oh
get
yeah,
resolved. I mean, you're
oh
home.
yeah,
You're
yeah.
here.
No, we got the keys, and the guy was like, "Yeah, if you want me to meet you, you owe me like $50." I was like, "All right, I can deal with that."
Was that just a I'm a good guy charge or something for $50? What was...
I think it was I don't like you
Right, but you had already paid
because
him the
you
night before. You guys
were a
didn't
dick,
hop
so
on
I'm
him or
going to charge
nothing.
you money to give you something I should do for free.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're like,
So
yeah, Priya, that
no.
checks
No, but
out.
it was
In
yeah,
your
dude, so we
defense,
didn't I
it was whoever was probably from their city that gave you
Yeah.
that dosed you, you know?
Yeah, no, but so that was an interesting weekend because they at no point did I ever stop tripping. Like I was like, okay, well, I'm done working for the weekend. Bob looks at me, he's tattooing when I walk in to try and pack up my stuff, and he's like, how's it going? I was like, oh yeah, that was some 90 shit, bro.
He didn't get dosed.
No. Everybody learned their lesson from me. They're like, oh yeah, don't trust that bitch.
You still see
So
her around?
no, never seen her again. And
Fair enough.
I'm not gonna say she might have just been an apparition of the devil. Who knows? Like that woman was evil. But no, it's funny because the story still comes up every now and then when I see like Gil or fucking well, I haven't seen him in a couple years, but yeah, no,
He's
it's always a
not coming to the show.
he maybe it just depends on his health. He hasn't been doing real good lately, so
Okay.
yeah. But no, we got a really good lineup for the show. I mean, yourself, and then we got James. We got Kevin J's coming out. He's bringing his shop. We got Grand Avenue's
James
coming out.
Vaughn,
I love
of
them.
course, I think you mean, right? And then
Yeah.
because there's also James Maltman as entertainment, am I wrong?
Yes. No. James is coming out from Barnum's and Bailey, and we also have Servina Fox coming out to do burlesque, and she'll be tattooing all weekend. And then we've got the
I
tattoo
forgot that she's
awards.
been picking up a tattoo machine.
Oh yeah, it's actually pretty good. I was amazed because I didn't realize that she tattooed. Which I mean, it's a testament to her beauty because I've worked around her for years and had no idea that she tattooed.
Yeah. Yeah,
But
I
no,
didn't. I mean,
so
I feel like I'm learning now, but I feel like someone or even she may have told me the last time that I saw her. But I could be, I can't recall now.
yeah, no, she's doing really good work. I was okay because like she was like, yeah, I'm gonna need a tattoo booth, and I was like, okay, for me bring a friend, and it's like I was like, oh, you tattoo? I'm like, I feel like a douche.
You felt like an ad, yeah.
Yeah,
Like you
I'm
remember
like,
going back to the 90s when women didn't tattoo?
yeah.
Just and then you would meet somebody that did and you felt like such an ass because you just didn't think it was possible. Or you
It was very unusual at the time, but I mean there was definitely like a large presence, but they weren't promoted like we were, and then it's interesting to see like you've got some super talented female artists that are out now that I feel like where they were there back in the day too, but they're just now getting recognized.
Yeah, I think the numbers have changed
Yeah.
dramatically, though. I think it's more about the clientele changing or the acceptance level of it changing. And then women are oftentimes more pursuing artistic ventures than men. So
Yeah.
it almost just an eventuality. Because now, it's, or at least that's my opinion, is that there's a fuck ton of women getting in the industry now.
Yeah, and I tell you what, I mean, like I definitely enjoy seeing it happen because I mean there's such they have that definitely usually tend to have a much softer, more bubbly, like lighter like vision for artwork. So it's opened me too, because I mean a lot of my stuff was very like hard edge graffiti. Like everything from American traditional to portraiture, but it was all very usually aggressive style imagery just because that's what I work with. So now you've got people that are like doing, flowers and pretty stuff, and it was just an interesting change.
Cruel Summer. Do you picked it because you're a fan of Taylor Swift or Oingo Boingo? Oh no, it's Bananarama that's the other one, right? Bananarama, I think. Both girl bands.
yeah, no, the name just kind of popped up. Phil from Village, he's the owner there. When he brought this up to me, that was just kind of a name that we were tossing around, and we fell in love with it because I mean, we're definitely trying to channel like the summertime slut feel, where it's like we're trying to make it the show a little bit, a little bit more back to what it used to be,
Are
where it's
they
very
still calling
artist.
that brat?
Yeah, we're definitely like I mean, like one of my goals, with this show is to kind of, I love the larger shows because the attention they draw, but to me, like when we do like Baltimore, Philly, it takes me 3 hours just to walk around and say hi to my friends, And I mean, and what Troy's built is amazing, but it's so big. I feel like I've lost the intimacy that I had with my own, camaraderie base that I
Yeah,
enjoy,
I do.
So, I mean, I like, I want to put on something that's a little bit more intimate. I mean, we're doing 91 booths, so it's still a decent sized show. by standard, but it's small enough to where everybody can hang out, and the hotel's right across the street from it.
Okay.
But the way we have it set up, like I have an artist lounge, you know, like I miss that where, you know, you could go just kind of escape and eat your lunch without 500 people looking at you
Yep.
know. And then you're like, you're trying to choke down a ham sandwich in between tattoos and somebody's asking you 100 questions, you know.
Right,
That's
how
like,
much for this?
yeah. And I'm like, you're trying not to drip lettuce and shit on your portfolio while you're talking to them. Like, I'm like, it's just, I miss the vibe where the artists get to have their own time, you know. I feel like everybody's worked to the point where there's no real chance to just engage with your fellow artist, you know. I miss that part of it. And at the same time, like, I like
I
it
don't
where
know that
it's,
you're. I feel like that's. I've heard that. I feel
you
like
know,
if you're working that aspect, I expect it to be to pay off because I hear a lot of people that feel the exact same. You know, with the big conventions are fun, but they're such a change from what we used to be used to,
yeah.
and they're kind of all the same. Is that because
I
once you
mean,
get inside the convention center, yeah, it's the same as the one in Toledo, the one in. I shouldn't start just naming names because it's also not
yeah,
true. They all got
me.
their own unique thing, you know, but it's like it's the same. And you kind of get into the same routines. Whereas you get at a hotel and you're walking around, at least you get lost once, you know.
Yeah.
You get to know the city a little bit more. You force your way into people that aren't necessary, or you get bumped into people that aren't necessarily just there for tattoos. So you're really getting a better idea of a city at
Yeah.
the big convention.
Yeah, no, I mean, I just, that's something that's been, you know, a big push for me is I want to bring it not like old school where like, you know, people are in danger or, you know, crazy, anything like that, but it just like, you know, like I definitely want it to be where it's like, you know, everybody gets to kind of hang out. You know, I'm trying to do a lot of like artist, you know, deals because like the Phil owns the bar, the Remedy, which is behind the center, you know, so we're going to be doing discounts for the artists and stuff like that, you know, to try and throw as many perks towards people as we can, just to kind of build that family atmosphere between the artists where you can actually get to hang out and shoot the shit without, you know, being like, okay, well, you know, that's cool. I got to go walk 30,000 feet to my booth, you know, and get to work, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and just,
This
you
is
know, just the,
Waldorf, Maryland, right? So
yes.
how far away, you say it's just south of DC. That's
Yeah,
got to be
yeah.
the big city that you're drawn from. But
Yeah,
what's the people like there? Is it a farm community? What's the
it's actually a really big demographic. We've got a little bit of everybody around here, because we're right outside of DC. We're right around four military posts. So you have, and then a lot of the government workers live out here. So you've got everything. I mean, the median income is like 104 to 114,000 a year per the average. So I mean, it's a high income because a lot of it's government workers, but then you also have, a little bit further south, you got very rural communities, a lot of farms, stuff like that. We even have Amish down here. I doubt we'll see any of them at the show, but you never know. You
That
know,
would be fun. Some
um, so
Rumspringa stuff, right?
yeah, and then it goes from like Amish to inner city within a matter of miles, you know. So it's a very unique area as far as the demographic we can draw from, because you have everything from, you know, high functioning professionals that have got money to blow to, you know, people, just normal people that are like, I want to go check this out. So, I mean, the demographic, it covers almost everything, you know, and then we can draw from the city, we can draw from south of us. I mean, we're only a 40-minute drive from Baltimore, you know, so we're kind of at this unique spot where we can pull from so many different locations because we're
Is that depending
centralized.
on traffic too?
Yeah.
I
I mean,
try not to
if you,
drive through Baltimore. I'll take the toll. I understand. I
yeah.
tried once the opposite. I skipped the toll,
Yeah.
and I'm by all that tenement housing and everybody looking at me like they knew I didn't belong there, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm
No,
like,
I mean,
this is
some spots can get a
uncomfortable.
little bit sketchy. Yeah.
Ooh.
But I mean, it's a really nice area. I enjoy it. I mean, we stay very busy at our shop by comparison to most because we have so many different groups of people that we're in reach of, you
Right.
know. So, I mean, you got people coming in for pit bulls and praying hands, and then you got people coming in for, you know, full back pieces, you know, just off a walk-in sometimes. And it's crazy the amount of different styles we get to do because we have so many different demographics. We get so many different people looking for different stuff. It's definitely a really cool area to work, you know,
You guys
because
have experienced any of the DC Doge slowdown there? Remember when I was in DC last time at Piper's show, it was a little bit slow. And I had a lot of people telling me maybe next year.
Yeah, I mean, we had a little bit of a dip, but it wasn't as bad as you would expect for us. You know, I know a lot of people took some really big hits, and I mean, we're definitely
Most of them
blessed.
probably are north of you a bit.
Yeah, they're a little bit further north. And it's like for us, like we saw a little bit of a downtick, but it hasn't been as dramatic as it's been everywhere else. We're very blessed on that, you know.
Nice.
Which yeah, so I mean, and even now it's bounced right back to where it was. So I mean, it's really cool how quick everything recovered from that little bit of chaos.
Nice.
And
Seems to
so
have well, I don't know. I know Cruel Summer is been playing in my head. Well, you're into that cool age. Am I wrong? You're getting to distinguished man age, am I wrong?
Oh yeah, no, my middle aged, I'm running full on that now, you know.
Right.
So I mean, it's weird because I'm like it's becoming the old guy in the shop. So it was like there's like at least three times a day where I'm like, the fuck that kid just say? Yeah. I was like, oh fuck, you know. But I'm
Yeah, what do you
still
mean?
young enough to be in the mix.
You mean fuck, because you also at that same time then realize who that makes you in the shop.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No.
Whereas before you used to be the young kid that was saying the shit that made the old timer pause.
Oh yeah. No, it's like, you know, people come and be like, hey Hop, now how would you do this? What would you do? I'm like, oh, just do this, 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 this. And I get
Oh.
back to it, I'm like, fuck, I'm
Yep.
that guy. You know?
I'm trying to
But I
tell you
mean,
how to fucking take my job, motherfucker. Remember those days?
oh yeah.
You're like, yo, what you doing that is you're just gonna have to push harder, put more needle out and turn your machine down.
Yeah.
All
I remember
everything
being.
that you would be told by somebody was all this stuff you should not, like just backwards, whatever they said. And you're like, man, it's working. This information is really great. How could it?
Yeah.
I gave you shitty information. He's like, well, I did the opposite.
I don't remember, like, I mean, it's frowned upon these days. Remember we used to fuck with the scratchers? And,
How did you do it? I didn't fuck with
well,
them because I was them.
oh, well, they, okay. No, like the kids are coming to the shop and they're like trying to, you know, get information from you or materials and then go tattoo
Oh,
in their
yeah.
basement, you know. So like we always just tell them, fucked up shit, you know. We're like, yeah, man, get a 3-bug pin and you're gonna want to line that at like 15 volts. Yeah, still when you had to turn crank shit. Oh no, he came in, he was asking like how to run his machine and he had the old box dial style fucking power supply. I mean,
Yeah.
this is, you know, so I was like, man. I was like, really, dude, you want me to like set up your machines for you? Like, I'm not gonna do that.
That would be great.
Yeah. And I was like, here, man, like what you're doing it all wrong. All right. What you gotta do is just skip the power supply completely. Just take like the cord off of an old lamp, man, just hook it up and just plug it directly to the wall.
He's
He
got to
came
know you're
back.
bullshitting him then, though.
Oh no, he came back like 3 days later with like cuts on his face and shit, was like chewing me out. We ended up getting into a fist fight in the parking lot. Like it was crazy that somebody was dumb enough to actually do it. I
The
wish
fuck?
I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall when he plugged that fucking thing in and goddamn, you know, the capacitor blew up, fucking coils explode. I would have loved to have just been a fly on the wall at that moment. And it's like, yeah, dude. He's like, you fell for that one.
This is YouTube. It's
Yeah.
completely changed it. We don't have that power over them anymore. Jesus
Yeah.
Christ.
See, I mean, on the flip side, though, I mean, the corporate money that's been dumped into the industry has given us some really cool products that allow us
Yeah.
to tattoo stuff that we couldn't tattoo 15 years ago because it wouldn't hold. You know?
Yeah, there
You
is
know, I mean,
that.
I remember, like, you know, I mean, talking about like the new school generation, like, if it didn't have seafoam in it, it wasn't a tattoo at the point because it was the only seafoam that would hold up. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah,
You know,
that's
you
what you
remember?
were
I was like,
left with years later. That
yep.
orange is all gone. Oh, did you have brown in that? Yeah, that's
Yeah.
great.
But I mean, we have gotten some really cool stuff out of it. I mean, I work with the Axis machines and like I love those things. They're amazing for me.
I
You
just
know.
started using a machine that has a variable stroke, and I never thought I would use it like I use it, but I fucking use it a lot, and I fucking love it. I'm
Oh,
not
dude,
sure
no,
if
it's
I'm happy. Like I think that maybe I'm. I've been doing all my shading at really low at 3.1, and now I'm beginning to think is my maybe I should be a little bit deeper when I'm trying to get darker. You know what I mean? Like it does seem like it heals a little bit lighter for me.
Yeah, I mean, it all depends on what you're trying to accomplish. I know it's like some of the stuff I'll be packing color with like a 1.9 stroke, something
Jesus.
stupid slow. Oh yeah, but it holds. You know, it all just depends on what you're running it at. You know,
What are you
and
running at for that?
it really depends. Like, I mean, Some of the machines run different with the new gen, but I'm running like shit, like 8 volts on my liner, like 7 on my color pack.
Okay. I
You
figured that
know?
you were going to say, well, really, Kyle, what you want to do is get rid of the fucking voltage completely.
Yeah.
Get a cord,
Yeah.
stick it
Just
into the
plug it right
wall.
into the wall. Yeah. Nothing bad can happen out of that.
I think you're trying to use that battery. That's just crazy, Kyle. Listen, you're going to want to tape some, get some electrical tape, and take your vacuum apart.
Yeah, get one of those shake awake flashlights, and you just put the spinny thing right on the back, and just wobble it every now and then.
Where do
Just
you think it's
perfect
going next?
voltage.
You think we're going to be having machines that we shake for 5 seconds before we're like, hey, I got to generate some energy here. Just a second. Are we going to take a banana peel, like in Back to the Future, and put it into a little mini fusion, Mr. Fusion, and generate our energy? Or is it all just going to be AI? And we're talking like we're hopefully influencers by that point. I don't know. That's the American dream, though, right?
Hopefully by the time the Terminator's tattooing, I've moved to the point in my life where I just sit back and be like, let me tell you about the
We
old
are the old timers now.
days.
I get questioned all day long, just like you say, like, how would you, man, I don't even know how I would do it. I don't want to tell you. And then,
I'm like, then you had to divulge. You're like, I don't even have a plan right now. Like, I just made an outline, and we're gonna fucking figure it out as we go.
right. Yeah, dude, I'm figuring this out.
I'm like,
These
this.
kids today, they do have that, you know, like they've really got these plans, these formulas,
Oh
and they can
yeah.
really put it together. I'm 100% just winging it.
Oh yeah, no. Like, when I know. Like, I've the look on some of the customers' face. I'm like, yeah. So here's part of it. I'm just gonna fucking draw the rest on. You bust out some pens and stuff, and you do some sketch work so that you know what's happening, but it makes absolutely no sense to another human being. And just they're like, am I literally about to let this motherfucker do some shit on me like this?
Well, that's fun too for them when they get done, at least, because
Oh,
after
yeah.
they've trusted you like that and they enjoy the outcome, they're like, yeah, I did that. Like it really took a lot for them, so it has more of a reward, I believe. That's what
Oh,
I tell
yeah.
myself, at least. When I was watching my, I thought that someone, I put some stencil stuff, was it Stencil Pro or something? I put something on top of my ink because a friend of mine told me that I could use his stencil product on my marker and it would help it stay. And I
Oh,
have
nice.
used his product and it helped it stay. I would just kind of let it dry and then I'd dab off the excess and then I would work around it. But this other product that I used like made it like I was tattooing with charcoal and acetate.
Oh, Jesus.
It was dude, as soon as I wiped it. So it was like a freehand sunflower
Nice.
that we did
Yeah.
on her chest. There were some changes that occurred. Honestly, looked gorgeous though.
Yeah.
She fucking gave me a $200 tip on this $500 tattoo. So,
Oh, nice. Yeah, I actually just, since you brought up acetate, Troy just did one on me at the Warship Show with an acetate from Eddie's books
oh, how
for
about that?
it's absolutely beautiful. He killed it. But
How was that to work? You get to watch it too. How the,
it
you
was on
know?
my back, but I don't think a lot of people knew what an acetate was. And I was like, you don't understand, like, this is a piece of history, I'm
Yeah.
like, especially when I
Let's
was like,
can you mind explaining it so I don't have to?
oh yeah, well, basically, we didn't have stencil paper back in the day, so they would take, the plastic sheets of acetate, and they would
But you can
actually,
see through, right?
and then you would etch in the design, and then they'd shave down some charcoal and put it into the cracks, and then just stick it to you, and there was no wiping involved. You just prayed that the motherfucker didn't sweat it off before you got the outline done.
Well, did they use Vaseline to stick it to you? Do you know what he used to stick it? Did he use a electrum or anything?
I think we went with like some stencil stuff or green soap for this one,
Okay.
but I think back in the day it was just like some bacitracin
Yeah.
and
Yeah.
pray.
That's what Kate told me, much the same. She was like, you didn't, you know, you would turn the fan off in the shop because it would blow off of them, you know?
Yeah, no, I mean, it was crazy back in the day, and it's cool that we still, like, unfortunately, we've lost a lot of really good people over the years, but
Man, isn't it crazy? Like fucking Shotzi Gorman and Jack Rudy just so recent, within weeks of each other.
the memory still kicks on. And, actors, I feel like a lot of our history and a lot of it's, slowly disappearing, so it's
Yeah.
nice to see that there's still people carrying it on.
Well, having the piece that you got tattooed, I feel like Troy is certainly a piece of our history. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah,
And I
no,
know that
yeah.
he'll be in the books. If not, he should be, or he should certainly be the one of the names that we're all carrying. You know, what he's
Yeah.
done with tattooing, and also what he's helped maintain and preserve the history of. It's pretty amazing. Pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean it's just I mean there's so much history to it. I mean, and even I mean, because everybody knows, like, like Sailor Jerry and Jack Rudy and like the big names, but there's so many other people that have cut their teeth with it that, unless you're on the road and you meet these people and you physically go out and see, like, the kids who just stay in their shops and never branch out to the rest of the community and just do it all digital, they're
Yeah.
never gonna, because like these stories aren't online. Like, you
Well,
have to
that's
go and
who I want to
have a
have
drink
in
with
the Midnight Run movie. That's who I need that kid. Somehow I need to take a Vietnam vet and a kid that was raised on a tablet and put them in the same. But the ages don't really line up, you know?
I mean, we've got Iraq War veterans that we can just substitute in,
I honestly, I have that's what I've been thinking probably to go with. And
Yeah.
then
Well, I'll tell you what, if you ever make that movie, I'm in.
yeah. All right. I'm holding you to it, bro. I'm not a writer. I'd like collaborations. It's funner for me to talk with my friends about stories than it is to maybe even talk with them about tattoos. Yeah, 'cause tattoos. We've done that already. So
I mean, you can talk about stuff and be like, "Oh, I did this," and like we'll show it off, and then 20 minutes later, that tattoo doesn't exist. We're like, "Hey, you remember when this happened back in the
yeah, and
day?" Yeah.
you've got a plethora of them. I'll be using you. That's what I mean. We'll have to have a
No.
Phillies Philly shootout in the movie.
Oh, dude, I do. Like, I mean, I'm a much more refined human being these days, especially since I hardly drink at all, like at special occasions. But back in the day, I was loose. I'd be like, "All right, we're done for the day. Cool, let's go sow chaos until 4 in the morning." And it was, I mean, I've calmed down much more as I've gotten older. But some of the stories that came out of my dysfunction were, I mean, will be legend. I'm like, "Well, I'm 7 years old telling this to some tablet kid. They're probably
Certainly,
not going to
after
believe
we
it
write
happened."
this movie, we'll make it legend.
Yeah, I'm down.
Now
I'm
I
down.
realize I have no, what's that? Retirement. So maybe one of these, maybe I make a story. Shotzi Gorman was a poet.
Really?
Yeah, I read a book of his poetry. It's fucking awesome. It's awesome.
No, I did not
And
know that.
I really wanted to get him on the podcast, and then I mean that happened like some
Yeah.
crazy. Like I talked to him a week before that or something,
That's
maybe
insane.
two, and not like I knew him so well to talk to him. But
Yeah.
you know what? At this point, I can tell that I'm rambling. That most likely I've stayed too long, said too much. So I should let you
Oh,
get back to your day, brother. I'm actually
no
going to
worries,
go.
man. I appreciate you having me on. This is awesome. It's nice to sit down and shoot shit with you for a while.
Yeah, I hope it was a calm, refreshing part of the hectic days that you've been having so that,
Honestly,
you
it
have some
really is.
respite.
I appreciate it.
Well, I look forward to seeing you out there. Why don't we pump that again? Cruel Summer, August 1st through the 3rd.
Yep,
Is
right
that?
here in Waldorf, Maryland. It's going to be a good time.
It's great talking to you, Huck. We'll talk to you
Same
again
here,
soon,
brother.
brother. All
Hey,
right.
I'll see you in August.
I look forward to it
All
later
right, well,
on.
have a good day.
Cruel, cruel summer.
Stay cruel, baby.
It's too cruel.